Saying that actually, because the Word of God is food to us. Food to us, very important, very important. And it is life and strength and prayer. Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you for giving us your Word. We thank you for saving us. And Lord, we know that we were dead in trespasses and sins, but through the life that has come through the Lord Jesus Christ, we now live to you. We now are alive in Christ, and we praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to look at tonight the victory that overcomes the world, the victory that overcomes the world. You'll notice that this will be connected to the Sunday sermon series that I've been looking at, which is about overcoming obstacles to faith, and one of those, of course, is that we must be people not only that are seeing ourselves as born again, but also as overcomers. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So I want to first of all have a look at Psalm 119, verse 41. Psalm 119, verse 41. One of the things that we have to get very clear in our hearts and minds is that the Word of God reveals to us what's in salvation. And salvation, as I've said before many times, is more than just, I'm going to heaven one day. Salvation starts with, we've been born again, we come into the kingdom of God, and there's many blessings within salvation. And what do we see in verse 41 of Psalm 119? It says, "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation." And that's what it says in the last part here. "According to thy word." According to thy word. So here we see that the psalmist is saying you need to know what the word of God says about things. You need to know what the Word of God says, because if you don't know what the Word of God says, then you won't know about what's in God's salvation, and you won't know about what it means that God's mercies would come unto you. Now, if you think about it, there's many people in the world who are under the curse. Obviously, those outside of Christ don't have access to the salvation of Christ. But there's many people, even in the churches, who are living under cursed conditions, but they don't know the Word of God. They don't know things like God is the healer. They don't know that He is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. They don't know about various things related to strength and health and victory and overcoming and so on. And so we have to conclude that it's because the Word of God has not been made known to them in some form. Many people are sitting under ministries that don't feed them properly and so on. What we have to see is that the Word of God will show us and reveal to us more and more what's in our salvation, what the Lord Jesus Christ has indeed done for us. So let's have a look at 1 John 5, verses 1 to 5. Now, as we look at this whole area of overcoming, it is completely related to how you see yourself according to the Word of God. If you've been born again, you are a child of God. You are now in God's family. You're now under the blessing. The Bible says you've been blessed with faithful Abraham. You're now under the blessing, not under the curse. And so because of that, you now have access to the riches that God has provided in his salvation. So we're looking at 1 John 5, start from verse 1. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." Well, that's the very beginning, isn't it? "And everyone that loveth him that begat," that's God, "loveth him also that is begotten of him." So that means loving your brother and sister. So you love God, you love your brother and sister, you're now, where are you? You're in the family of God. you know that faith worketh by love, as we've been preaching about, and you know that you're supposed to walk in love and walk in the truth. We've been looking at all of that. Verse 2 says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And we talked about obeying the truth and walking in the truth on Sunday. Hopefully you'll remember that. Verse 3 says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. So he's saying that God's commandments are just part of us serving him. It's not grievous. It's not like God's a slave driver or anything like that. He is a wonderful master. We are his servants. We obey him, but he is wonderful. He is wonderful. And in the salvation that's provided, there's all types of wonderful things that we need to know about. Verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You know, there's another scripture where Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. So if you've been born again, you've come into the kingdom of God. You're no longer of the world. You're in the world, but no longer of the world. You don't have the nature of the world anymore. And you shouldn't be following the ways of the world. And the ways of the world, of course, are following the ways of sin and anti-God beliefs and behaviour. Now, notice in verse 4 it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is our nature now. You've been born again, you've been born of God, and now you have the nature of an overcomer. And nature of an overcomer. Now, why do you need to overcome the world? Well, because the world has the devil over it, the little g god of this world, he's a spiritual ruler over the world, then what is he doing? He's constantly using the world system as a means to stop the works of God, or to try to thwart the plans of God, to stop the people of God from being used of God, to stop the works of God, to stop people coming into the kingdom of God. And he's constantly firing things and sending troubles and trying to get people into snares. And all of us who are Christians, we know that we're in his firing line. Because if we know that we really are an overcomer in Christ, then that's very dangerous to him. That's a very dangerous thing. Because when we discover that we are an overcomer, then he can't stop that. He can't stop that, because we start to learn how to walk by faith. We start to learn how to stand by faith. We start to learn how to put on the armour of God. We start to learn how to use the weapons of our warfare. So all of this is very dangerous. But it's all part of an overcoming life in God. And if you don't take up the sword of the Spirit and use the name of Jesus and see that you have an adversary, the Bible calls the devil our adversary, our enemy, in the world, and using the world and firing things from the world, all types of thoughts, all types of persecutions, all types of wrong sayings. See, the world's always preaching. But it's not preaching God's word, is it? It's always saying various things like, the Bible has error, or evolution is true. See, all of that is what the world's pumping out constantly. You only have to listen to some of the things coming out of the world's media and you'll get an idea of what the world is saying. You know, they'll say, oh, Jesus Christ was only a man. But what do we say? What does the truth say? That he is the Son of God. He is God manifest in the flesh. And that his blood, his perfect blood, was shed to wash clean all of our sins. Praise the Lord. So what we say, what the Word of God says, what the church says, I'm talking about the true church, what the Church of God says, is completely different from the message that's coming out from the world constantly. So the enemy is always using the world system as a way to put forward his ideas, put forward his message, to keep people in blindness. Remember, the Bible says that he keeps them in blindness and deceiving them as well. Well, that's part of his blindness tactics. He's called the tempter, so he tempts them into doing the wrong thing constantly, you know. So you're not going to get the word of God being preached from the pubs or at various areas where worldly ideas are being pumped out. So this is why it's so very important to expose yourself to the word of God. That's why we looked in Psalm 119, verse 41, and we saw even according to your word, according to God's word. So we have to know the word of God constantly. And so if we're to be overcomers, we have to know that the world is not a neutral place. This is why it's so very, very